Okay, so we ended up our sugya here at Avgonov Shab. We spoke about yesterday that Rava comes to the conclusion, the Gemara comes to the conclusion within Rava that it's just a svara. What's just a svara? It's a svara to say that by ain't in this beginning, it's just a svara. That svara was we should tznuos and prutzos, and we said we're going to leave aside that for a moment. It's tznuos and prutzos part of the discussion, and focus on what would have been had we not had this takana for prutzos and tznuos. What would have been the ikar hadin? So what does the Gemara say? Midaraisa, yeah. What's the phrase share? Midaraisa, what?
Bola habigita.
It's not going to be a good get. Why is it not a good get? Because he said it's going to be a good get if I don't show up at the appointed time. And even though he didn't show up at said appointed time, since that was Ba'ones, somehow that blows up the get. And only the Rabbanim are the ones who come along and save the get. So we're leaving out the save the get part. We want to understand what, and this is obviously when you learn the sugya, this jumps out at you. And you say to yourself, why would it not be a good get? Midat Torah. Why is it not a good get? Haray, is it get with a t'nai? What was it tonight?
He doesn't come back in 12 months.
If I don't show up in whatever it is, 30 days, 12 months, that in fact took place. Because it happened, the tonight was met, was fulfilled, and yet the get remains invalid. Zot Rashi, why? So he quotes a pasuk, Nasadavas. So we asked yesterday, why does it make sense? How does it make sense? I mean, the puzzle, by exempting a woman who was raped from Nisa, yeah, how does that translate into saying that this get is not a good get because he didn't show up bones? Now, the Etzen, it turns out that that question was not only our question, but could be the Gemara's question. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara's in the Darim. So the Gemara in the Darim does two things. The Gemara in the Darim seems to be the source of Rashi. And if you look in your Gemara's, if you look in your Mesoras HaShas, yeah, and your Gemara's there at the top of Gemara Meral, you see that? By the Darim, when he quotes on Aris's daughter, what does it do on the side? Where does it send you? There you go. So right there, it sends you to Nedarim. So it sounds like the source of Rashi is the Gemara. So don't yell at Rashi. Rashi, why are you bringing up Lonalos Asadavar? What does the rape case have to do with anything? What do you mean? The Gemara in Nedarim brings up Lonalos Asadavar in a totally unrelated context. What is the context? Not a rape context. Not a Misa. A Misa's Bezdin context. What's the context in the Darim, Rabbi Yisai? Good guess, Nidarim. Nidarim, yeah? It's called Nidre Onsen. Nidre Onsen is a category in the first Mishnah, in the third parak of Nidarim. It says there's a bunch of categories of Nidarim which are not Nidarim. You don't need to go to Bezdin. You don't need to get a Hataras Nidarim or a Hafaras Nidarim. None of that. They're not, they're invalid. Yeah? They're invalid. DOA. Nothing there. Zero. One of them is Nidre Onsen. What's Nidre Onsen? Similar to our case, just to get it's a neder with a tanai. It seems to be the pashut. It's a neder with a tanai. What's the neder in the Mishnah? Reuven says to Shimon, you better eat by me tomorrow for lunch. And if you don't eat by me, then what's going to happen?
Okay, you're not right.
You cannot benefit from me. You, Shimon, cannot benefit from me Reuven. What happens the next day, lunchtime? Shimon doesn't show. Shimon doesn't show. So l'chor, what is triggered, Rabbi Yisrael? Now, there's another. The Madir, Reuven is the Madir. He said, Shimon's not allowed to benefit from any of his money, his estate. L'chor, that's triggered. No. The Gemara says not. The Mishnah says it's not. The Gemara brings another case similar to that. What's a similar case? You saw the case, Atvis Chusav? Yeah. A similar case. A guy gives his shtaros to Beis Din, people apparently owe him money, and he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, then what's the status of these shtaros? Awesome. But, and he taka doesn't show up in 30 days. Which should tell us what? What should be the case? The Tanai was fulfilled. Again, that's the key. The Tanai was fulfilled in all these cases, and what should be that it's Batel. Comes along, Rabbah, I think they changed the years up. He says, no, that's in fact, by the way, what Rav Huna says. Back to Bunker. Comes along, Rabbah, he says, no, doesn't count. What do you mean? He met the conditions. Foo, he didn't show up. That's what he said. If I don't show up, but I knew what's the reason. What is it, quote? Without it, what do we see in this Gemara? What do you see in this Gemara? Says Rashi. He says you can apply onus to what? Non-nisa, non-punishment scenarios. It's an off in the Gemara. It's an off in the Gemara. Aye, what are you guys going to tell me now? What are you going to ask me now?
Punishment.
Is this a good source for Rashi?
No, because it's in Markelim.
No, it's not. It's talking about the stars in the dark.
Is it about clothing? So, proof is serious.
Boss, what are you trying to shoot?
Mom's proof.
Is what?
It's from the Nara.
Good, so that's good. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, don't yell at me. It's enough from the Gemara.
Oh, that case is only because she's going to get killed. That's why she's probably
wrong. Who's getting killed?
He's saying here, he's using it as a proof in the Dara.
We're talking the Dara and stars. There's no death. There's no punishment. Just Kiyumatna. Kiyumatnai, get that phrase into your brain. Kiyumatnai, fulfilling the condition. That's all that it is, there's no debt. What are you going to ask me from that Gemara? What's the next line in the Gemara? Zechitei Mekhtal Ashayni. What's the Gemara doing there? What is this Zechitei Mekhtal Ashayni? It seems to be rejecting or asking that what? Don't learn! From the rape case, from Onetz, from Lanalis, and stubborn wide. Ketal is shining. What does that mean, Ketal is shining? It's different over there. No? The Gemara rejects it. And then it proves that we don't distinguish. It is v'chitei mektal shayni. But na nidrei onti nidrei chavir shiuchal etzubala etc. Nidrei lines. So the Gemara raises this exact point. If you look in the Rashash, look in your Gemaras. You know where the Rashash is? The back of the Gemara. If you look in the Rashash, you'll see here right in Ksubis, in your Gemaras. In Ksubis, if you look in the Rashash, look at the Rashash. In different editions, they put it in different places. You look in the Rashash, look at his comment on Rashi, and that Gimel Aleph. Look what he says over there. I don't know, if they keep moving him around in the new Gemaras, you need to be able to get it. Look what he says on Rashi. On that Rashi that we're talking about, our Rashi. What does he say? What does he say?
The Darim
Gilo
Kutlashan.
He just brings the Darim. Deacon! The Darim what? Read the phrase.
Dachi.
The Darim what?
Is
What is it doing in Darim? What does it say? Nu
koshtei
dohar. It's dachi. What's dachi? The Gemara in Darim. Give me a different word. Rejects. This. What's Rosh Hashanah asking of Rashi? Saying, Rashi, how can you go in Darim? All right, what happened in Darim? You write, Rashi, that the Gemara brought up what source? But then what did the Gemara do? She rejected it. That's Rosh Hashanah.
So what's going on in Rashi? Those are the things that rejected that.
Oh, so the question is how you read the Gemara. Did the Gemara reject it outright and then give it a different shot? Or did it bring it back to life?
Resolve.
That is a machlokes rishon there in the Gemara.
Get resolved.
Reject what?
How do you read the Gemara in the dark? In the dark. How do you read in the dark? It says, I told a shiny, which Mechorah says you can't bring me a proof from what?
From
a rape case to a case of shtaros. Yeah, that was the case there. Right? Can't do that. It's Ketola Shaini. So what does it mean when it says, what do we prove from our mission? What does our mission here in the Darim show? This is how you go, right? The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara brings up, right, Ulanara Lelisa Sadova, right? Here, in other words, what was the Gemara had a case of what? Of the Shtaros. What was it called? We'll call it Shtaros, yeah? So the Gemara had a case of Shtaros, right, with a Tanai, yeah? So the Gemara said that what was the case of the Shtaros with the Tanai case? What happened? There was onus. Yeah, the guy didn't show up because of onus. So what does Rav Rab want to say?
It's just like the case of
it's just like Mulanaro Sasadav. Right? This is gonna be this, right? Mulanaro Sasadav shows me this is also onus. This is also onus in your potter. Right? So then the Gemara says what? Step three. The Gemara says what? Tala shiny. Yeah, this is a question. Yeah? And then what does it do? It brings our Mishnah of what? The Mishnah of Nidarim. Nidre Onsen. That's the flow in the Gemara, yeah? So we have, this is our question. We brought a proof from here. Then we had, this is a question. And then what happens here, I would say? What happens here? What happens at this, what's happening here with this? What are we doing?
An injection of the question.
There's two options. There are only two options. What are we doing? You're either saying reject the question and go back to Lunaris as a dover. Right? Keep Lunaris as a dover alive. Right? Or accept the question and give a different svar. A different reason. Again, I'll say it again. Either we're going to keep Lunaris as a dover, or we're going to say, I don't need Ulana Sosadabar, I have something else. What's that something else? What's the Svara that tells me, what does Nidarim teach me? Why are Nidre Onsen no good? That's a halacha, that's a mission. No one's arguing on that. What are Nidre Onsen again, Rabbi Yisai? Nidre Onsen is you made a Nidre of Nai. You said, if you don't show up then, and the guy didn't show up, but why didn't he show up?
Ines.
And we say it's no good. So either we need to answer no good. Why? Is it because of Lanas as a Davar? That's one possibility. Or no, maybe we got rid of Lanas as a Davar. Why? Tala Shiny. Yeah? So then what's the reason that the Nidre answer no good? So there's two possibilities here. Either they're no good because of the Naro Sasadavar. Yeah, that's one possibility. Or what's other possibility? Why are Nidre Onsen invalid in Darim? What does the Ran say? They're on here on the page in the dark.
Never actually had intentional.
Like, what?
Never actually had intention of
intention. What does that mean? What, explain the art. No intention of what?
When he made the tonight, he never actually wanted to fulfill it. Just like, I guess.
No intention. Who had no intention?
The person who made the
beer that we'll call the Madir. That's the person he made in that there. Had no intention of what?
Of what? Actually fulfilling the tonight and giving up whatever. Like,
well, I wouldn't say at all. Scenario. When you took a neder, when Reuven took a neder, he said, Ephraim, if you don't come tomorrow, you can't have any benefit from my nechazim forever. Did he have in mind, did he mean a case of onus? Did he mean to include in that neder against Shimon a case of onus? Answer is no. So the Ran, that's what the Ran says, everybody. The Ran says what? Lefishalo Allah aleih ma'dir lahadiro in ya'aro lo kach. Hachanami gavi ma'vi zuchus. Lo Allah al daito. What does that mean, lo Allah al daito? Lo Allah aleih, lo Allah al daito.
Never
thought was thinking about that scenario. Who wasn't? Again, we're talking about the ma'vi. So if I ask you a very basic question, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we know that Nidre Onsen are no good. No good. But there's a big question. Why? Why are they no good? Why? You have two ways that you can think about it. One is, the other is, he didn't have that in mind. Didn't have that case in mind when he made the Nidre. What's the difference?
What are you doing with the question? So it sounds like Shia.
What's the difference between these two? Why is it that here Shimon is not, the nether doesn't stick to Shimon? Shimon didn't show. He didn't show.
It's a real Oni.
Because
we link it to the possible.
So you're saying that because the reason Shimon didn't show was what? Was it on that? Somehow, that doesn't fulfill the Tanakh. This pshat has nothing to do with that. Did Shimon fulfill the Tanakh? He did, because he didn't show up, right? So why is it Neder Nachal?
Because
Reuven didn't mean for that case.
If he did, then...
You hear the difference? I want you to understand the difference between the two. If you're learning that the reason that Nidre Olsen are no good is because Lanar was a double, what are you saying? Somehow, well, think of it this way. Where is the weak link? Where is the Achilles heel? Where is the problem? Where does it lie?
How do you compare the two?
Is it in his mind? He didn't mean that. Or no? The fact that he didn't, the reason he didn't show up was what? It was onus. That doesn't count. We'll have to explain that, but that doesn't count. This is the machlokes, how you read the Gemara. So the Ran, this is the Ran, says this pshat, by the way. The Ran says this pshat over there, that at the end of the day, do we go with Hanar L'Sasa Davar? No. We're going with a new svar. We reject Hanar L'Sasa. That's like the Rashash. His kash. At the end of the day, the Gemara, they learn, rejects Lanar Losasa Dov. I, when you can ask me, but wait, why are Nidre Onsen no good? Why are Nidre Onsen no good if I got Lanar Losasa Dov out of the picture? What's the answer? Nidarim is all about what did Reuven say or mean? He didn't mean to include the case of Onas. He didn't mean to include that case. I wasn't talking about that case when I said, if you don't show up. I didn't mean if you don't show up because you were hit by a car. That's not what I meant. And because that's not what I meant, it was not included in the nether. That's how the Ram learns. Now clearly, who's not learning like this?
Rashi.
Rashi clearly, by us, in Ksubis, seems to understand that what's the punchline of the Gemara? It's not that we got rid of Linnaeus's devil. We had a question, fellow shiny, but somehow, we're still sticking with what at the end of the day? We're still sticking with Linnaeus as a devil, even a maskam. Even a maskam. So why by Nidrei Onsen? Why is it that the neder is not chal? When Reuven said to Shimon, if you don't come for lunch tomorrow, all of my money is aser to you. And then Shimon didn't show. So Rabbi says, no neder. Why not?
He wasn't talking about onus.
Because it was onus that prevented him from coming, what are we missing? What didn't we have? That word, that phrase I told you before. Kiyumatna. There's no kiyumatna. Was the condition met or not? Is the condition met or not? If you're going to tell me, well, he didn't show up. Yeah, but what was the only reason he didn't show up? So that doesn't count. Doesn't count as a kiyumatna. Now, exactly how you read that into the Gemara, you have to figure out. But it's clear that that's what's going on. That, by the way, is the first paragraph that I gave you in the Rav Elchanan, Kovet Shiurim. Come look with me now, even if you didn't get there. Kovet Shiurim, Rav Elchanan. You know the Kovet Shiurim? Yeah. Rav Elchanan Hashem Yikom Domo. So he writes as follows, and his first, I gave you a bunch of different pieces. Take a look at the first piece. But the Yishon begin before we form the rice coming Yishon, right? In the rice there is onus, yeah? Gotta have this coming out of your ears. In the rice there is onus begin. That Tam Perish Rashi Mikrov and Arlos Asa Dovar was Rashi. Umekor Tver Rashi Mikmar Nidar Nachav Zayin. The Mais Mikmar Lakro Lidin Kumat Nai Vainas. Then he says the following. The Af Lechorin Nidakhe Shama Tam Azeh. The Dilmot Tala Shani, what's he asking? L'chora, what does it seem happened there in the dark?
Rejection.
We rejected the reason of Lunaro Sasa Davar. Tarachomer Das Rashi, Dila Maskona Sagamar, the Mice in the Jayons and the Mahani Tanizonis, Hadrino Mekamai Sami Gronaso Sasa Davar. What do we have to say in Rashi? What we have to say in Rashi happened here at this stage. If I plug Rashi into this missing, what's happening at stage 4 in the Gemara, it's not shoving the Linnaeus as a devar and going with a new pshat. No, what are we doing? We're resuscitating the Linnaeus as a devar. We're still coming back. This is coming back to life. It reads, by the way, it reads a shticka like that. Some of you had this already. It reads a little like that. Why? What does the Gemara say? V'chi tema. What does v'chi tema sound like? Either you're going to ask me a kasha. No, that's not a kasha, right? That's usually how we say it. So it sounds like this. So a little bit it sounds like, this is kind of how Rashi learned, you have to figure it out, that if you're going to be bothered with the question, no, don't worry about it. And somehow we're still sticking with Ulanaris, we're still going with Ulanaris as a dava. Right? Ulanara. Losas Adava remains. This remains.
How does the Ram read it?
The Ram doesn't read it that way. He says, you thought this Svara was water, Lunar Losas Adava. You're going to ask me that makes no sense. Because that's like Katola. I have a different Svara in my bag. What's that Svara? It's a Nidre Onsen Svara. What's a Nidre Onsen Svara? All that his? That's, he didn't mean that. He didn't intend that. How does that apply back to Shtaros? Let's just bring it home. How does that apply back to the Shtaros case there? Again, what was the Shtaros case? The guy goes to bed and he says, here's all my Shtaros. If I don't jump in a month, they're all bought up. Did he mean when he said that, if I don't show up because of onus? Is that what he had in mind? No, he meant if I decide not to come back. He didn't mean to say, if I get stuck in a tsunami somewhere and I can't reach, he didn't mean that. Because he didn't mean that, what?
Is it not included?
It's not denied. So was the denied fulfilled? Yes, but it's not what he, it wasn't the scenario that he.
Not included.
It wasn't included in the whole nedir. In the whole statement, it wasn't included.
So is the Ran rejecting Ketel HaShani?
Ketel HaShani is a rejection according to the Ran.
Everyone rejects that, right?
Ketel HaShani is the rejection. No, we're not rejecting. Ketel HaShani is saying this is irrelevant. Don't bring up Onayos as Dov. Rashi says we stick with it. The Ran is saying we don't stick with it. That's what Rochonin says over here. So where, after all the dust settles, just to keep the Cheshbon clear, we're far from Dom Rabbi Yisrael in Svara, but just in the Cheshbon. So Rashi seems to have a source, the Gemara Nedarim. That's where he's coming from here on Daf Gimel. The Gemara sounds like it didn't like that source, right? This question. So Rabbi Chanan points out, we have to say that Rashi learned not like the Ran, and he understands that even the Maskana we're sticking with Lonar Lo Sase Davar. It does seem, by the way, just parenthetically, I put on the sheet, there's a Tais on the side, the other Rishonim there, Tais on the side of the page, seem to learn differently than the Ran. But either way, this would seem to come out. Two different ways of understanding the Dreyons. If I understand, however I can work out reading the Gemara, now I want to enter into the, I built my building, yeah? Two options in the Darim, but I want to understand Svara. Right, you understand? At this point I want to shift to Svara. Do you have a kasha on this, Pesachos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Laran the same thing as an Esmach? No. You never expected.
Oh, you mean in terms of Das?
Yeah.
Where brings that, no?
It does.
The more Behemshet brings how many days. Take a look there in the dark. Now, which Svara strikes you as easier? Let me just get us all up to speed. We're talking about in the Nidre Onsen case. Yeah, in the Nidre Onsen case. But you know, let's take it even a step further. What would the Ran say in our Gemara Ksubis? Let's do that. We are learning Ksubis after all, aren't we? We get that sometimes. What's the Maskan of our Gemara? By the Ksuba case. What was it? By the Gittin case. Oh, so what do you say? You're saying, why is the get Nidaraisa? What are you saying the get is Nidaraisa? Not a good get. Why is it not a good get according to the Ran? So it's like, no, or what? Yeah, what do you say? Why is that a good get? Hare, he said, if I don't show up, it's going to be a get. And he didn't show up. He didn't need to include in that tonight a scenario of onus. So why is it not a good get? Because if we go back to the husband's statement, to his condition, did he mean to include in that condition an onus case?
No.
Which means, you're right, he didn't show up, but that the whole scenario doesn't enter into his condition, into his, therefore what?
It's not a good get.
That's not what Rashi said.
Rashi's way stronger than that, no?
Well, Rashi says Lanash is a Dava. So how do we understand that in Rashi? So this got back to what we were saying yesterday, the end issue. Why? Well, Naros as a Dava tells me I don't kill the woman. What does it tell me here in my case of either Nidre Onsen? You can play out in all the cases. Nidre Onsen, Shtoros, Get, it's all the same. There's a Tanai. What do you have to say, Lechora? This is what you guys were trying to say. We're going to try to unpack this a little bit.
I've never actually met.
The Tanai was not fulfilled. Why not? The Tanai was if I don't show up. Did I show up? No. So was the Tanai met, Lechora? It was met. It was fulfilled. It was a Kima Tanai. So you tell me, no, not a Kima Tanai. Why not?
There's a stipulation.
Was?
There's a stipulation that's not.
What do you mean? Tonight is a stipulation. The stipulation was only it's a good shtar. All these things are all if I don't show up.
If he
all the three occasions. Shtaros getting in the dark.
Intended not to show up.
Forget intention. That's not Rashi. Go with intention.
Notice.
The Ran is looking at the Madir. Ron is looking at the guy, right? And he's saying, he didn't have that in mind. If he didn't have that in mind, he's not chal. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi's looking at the event. What do I mean, the event? The fact that he didn't show up, he says, no, it doesn't count. Can I get that? Can I get that out of Lunar Lusasadavar? Again, what does Lunar Lusasadavar L'chayra tell me? A woman is raped, it was Eishes Ish, it was Aser, there was a Bias Iser. We don't kill her. We don't punish her. But what did I just say I needed to get? I needed to get to where? By all my Nidarin, Gittin, Shtarus, all these cases, Tnai cases. I need to say what? What do I need to be the punchline? Why is it not a good get, not a good neder, etc.? The condition was never, there was no kiyum atnah. It was never fulfilled. He didn't show up. That was a tnah. What? Tell me why. So what? Don't just say words. And therefore what? The fact that it was bonus is not a kiyum atnah.
He didn't make it.
Yeah? It's not a kiyum atnah. How do you get that out of the door? How do you do that?
Why does Rashi have to say there's no kiyum atnah?
Because why is the get not a good get?
It can't be like an after the fact, but once the time is already met, now he's like retroactively like...
No, we were saying midoraisa, it's not a good get. Why not? Why is the get not a good get? By all appearances, the tnai was met. He didn't show up after 30 days, a month, a year, whatever it was. What should happen? The get should be triggered. He didn't show up. So the get, no, it's onus.
Yeah,
what? So what? Okay. There I understand by the analysis of the devil. She committed an aveira ba'onus. There's no punishment when it was against her will. There's no punishment. We're not going to punish someone for something they did against their will. That makes sense. What's that do with Kima tonight? Y'all?
For tonight to be met, both parties have to be in agreement at one point in time. If something is ba'ones, it takes it out of the realm of agreement and makes it
what
like...
Agreement?
What is that agreement? This isn't legal.
What's agreement? By get? In which case? There's no agreement. No. He's saying, here's a get, I'll tonight. That tonight is if I don't show up, it's a good get. He didn't show up, so it should be a good get. Why is it not a good get?
I made it ba'ones.
Yeah, as what? As what?
If you're going to say that onus is taking away that punishment, then yeah, it won't work.
Good.
Without a thing.
Good. So it's not tell you, yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, well, let's hear the move.
Something
good. Call, that's a good setup. Call, that we're defining what onus does as simply saying you don't deserve to be punished for something you did by onus. Then like we asked yesterday, we're going to have Shver with Rashi. Again, the Ram would point out as a whole different world. But within Rashi, within the world of Rashi, because we're trying to understand, how do you get from Lunaro Sazadabar to Kimatna? Bridge that gap for me. Bridge the gap. You gave the secret already.
So
how you gave the secret.
In those three cases.
You have to redefine. That was what you said, those were your words, yeah?
Right.
Redefine what is onus do. Oh, do you understand the move that we want to make here? He said it beautifully. I have two concepts. Can I erase this?
Yeah.
I didn't bring my eraser.
There's a tissue. I have.
We'll leave this. I only need half of work. Again, you need to bridge a gap.
Is there any way?
I think.
What's the move that you do, guys? Okay, so let's use some other situations.
Even though.
We're having Lanara Sasa Davar. Lanara. Lo sase davar, and then we'll call it. We're going to call this kiyum atnai. This is bad. Kiyum hatnai. This must be the old one from last year. Kiyum atnai. Now, sase davar is telling you we thought. What do we think? What does onus do?
Makes that
onus saves from. Punishment. Okay. What role does onus do over here? The fact that the reason he didn't show up
He gave me the bomb.
So what does that mean? What does Onus do? Onus
stops
the time. It is not me. Let's see, renders. Am I going to say this?
Pushes the denial. Right?
Let's do this. Oh, it's different. Okay, we'll do this. Watch this. A Q, the onus, right? You fulfilled it, but because of onus, you were tied up in jail.
It's not a Q.
Is not a Hume Hatnai. That's how Rashi sets up the sugya. Or now, L'chaira, this is apples and oranges. You cannot logically get from an onus saving from punishment to an onus making it not a kumatanai. What on earth does one have to do the other? What on earth?
They both go back to the original state like nothing ever happened.
Ooh. Don't say state. I don't know what that means.
They go back to
a different word.
What?
Goes back to what? Help them out. Good, Gabe. You said in your second part of your statement, you said nothing happened. So give me a better word than state. Because states don't happen, but...
Form.
They're default stage.
Original form.
Their original form. Status.
What's status? What is it, you on the phone?
They remain.
What's status?
He remains with the property and she remains alive.
Which one, let's take a step back. Which one are you... working on? Which one are you adjusting?
Benara.
Good. So let's erase this.
Wait, is this all of the one?
Okay, we're going to redefine. We're going to redefine. What's the redefinition? Don't kill the girl! That we know, that it says. Don't kill her. It's not her fault. She got raped.
Only
makes it. She wants to kill
her. It didn't happen. That's, you both said it. It didn't happen. So what are you treating now?
Even.
What part? What are you attacking?
The onus, the masa, the actual.
The maisa. Thanks. The maisa didn't. What things don't happen or do happen?
The
actions. Maisa. Yeah, not the state. I don't want states to have this status. What's the pshat l'chayra? What do you have to say? What's the nara losas? That we misunderstood the whole time. I thought it says it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Didn't happen.
You have to say here, there's something lacking in the maisa. It's lacking in the maisa because the maisa wasn't done volitionally. The maisa was done, but onus, forced. So the maisa. Let's say the maisa of Vera. We'll say is lacking. I don't know if it means it didn't.
Or the maisa of the Torah.
Happened.
Right.
Because it did happen.
According to the Torah.
But there's something lacking in the maisa. In other words, it's not just saying you don't deserve a patch. The reason that the girl is not getting punished is why? The fact that a maisa was done by onus means it's something lacking in the maisa. You're going to ask me, what are you just playing semantics here? No, I'm not. Because now what happens? If I change this, and what was my goal? Bridge the gap. Now I'm coming into the realm of Kiyum HaTnai.
That's going to never happen.
Kiyum HaTnai. What was the Tnai? If I don't show up, then. In all our cases, that was the Tnai. If I don't show up, it's a good get. It's going to be a neder. All these types of things. Yeah?
We're saying.
One say. Someone just finish the thought. Therefore what? Why does this change everything?
As if the Tanai never happened.
Don't say the Tanai never happened. Again, I have to be very precise in your language. The Tanai, the guy made a Tanai.
The Maisa of the Tanai.
What was the Tanai? If I don't show up then.
No, it was never met.
It's not
proper Kiyum.
Just like the Maisa Vera is lacking, then what? So here, the Kiyum HaTanai, that act is, the act of the Kiyum HaTnai is lacking. Which equals what? No Kiyum HaTnai. Now, what does it equal over here? What's the therefore here? Therefore, there is no punishment. Yeah? So you're right. The punchlines are different, Rabbi said. No punishment, no Kiyum HaTnai. So he said it's apples and oranges. You can't compare the two. Of course we can. Because if I go back one step, they're exactly in the same realm. What realm are they both discussing? The Maisa is lacking. This Chiddush, you're going to see, you're going to review this tonight. in. He starts discussing it in bays, in those bays. Cuba tonight, but was lo chashuv kiyum. You're going to see more depth, and we're saying this very simply, you're going to see more depth. And the real Yusson, he says, look just for a second in Os Hey. I hope I printed it out for you. Os Hey. He says over there, says Rav Ochanan, he quotes a couple of lines in. Do you see quotes, Ashut Chemda Shloimo? Shloimo Shloimo, he quotes.
Second of the year.
You did what?
Yeah,
you did what? Chemda Shloimo, what does he say? Look what he says. Demehat Kra, what Kra? You need to anar lo sa se dava.
Exactly.
Where is it?
This is what you did?
Where are you?
Not a song. I asked for Shaiki, he wants a feature.
Then I ask for y'all feature. The what? Look at the words Rabbi said. The mice, you see where it says, Bishu Chemda Shlomo?
You know where it comes from.
Look for Shut, Shailen Sutchubis. Chemda Shlomo. You don't see any of those words? What do we learn? Not that we don't punish the girl. No! We learn the ma'isa nas is ba'onis in the chashuv asal ha'oisa el chashuv kilu nas is mein le'o. So the way he says it, Rabbi Chanan, you're going to talk to us shaykin at us tonight. It's not that the ma'isa didn't happen, because that's absurd. How can you say a ma'isa didn't happen when it happened?
It's lacking.
So I use the word lacking, because I want it to be very vague. So you're going to ask me, because you say, what do you mean it's lacking?
Yeah, it's still happening.
What's, what do you mean? There's an event took place. The way he says is what? By human, what's the joke? Why do we kill the girl? It's as if ain nechshev is al ha'oseh el chashuv kilu nas meileh. We're going to get into this more tomorrow as well. But what is the pshat? The ma'isa does not relate to the one doing the ma'isa. It's like it happened by itself. It's like, you know what the word me'ileh means? You know that word, me'ileh? It's like it happens by itself.
Not mean the ma'isa?
Yeah, so the girl, there was a ma'isa bia that took place, but because she had, it was forced upon her, that ma'isa happens to her, she is not considered to be the one doing the ma'isa. That's why she doesn't get punished. That's how we don't punish her. She didn't do the ma'isa. It's almost, it's disengaged from her. So to overhear what?
There's no.
And this Rabbi Chanan develops earlier, and you'll see some tonight. When we say Kiyuma Tanai, what has to happen? What has to happen in the Kiyuma Tanai? It's not just that the Tanai happens, he says this earlier. Sha'odami Kaima Tanai. What does it mean if you don't show up to lunch, you're going to be in Chayrim with an Eder? You have to do that, Maiseh. Yes, for you.
You have to.
What is it? That's going to be the. So Vesetius is raising a very interesting issue. You'll see that we're talking about the lack of action, and we're describing it as action.
That's good.
But I just want to understand the move. You're going to see a little bit more inside. We did it very superficially, but I want to understand the fundamental move. The fundamental move is what Eliezer said is to redefine how we understand Unas Stavar. When we have an apples and oranges situation, which is what we have, the question arises was how do you get from point A to point B and nothing to do with each other? When we redefine that it's not simply a stopping punishment, that's not what the onus does. What it says is that the maisa is lacking, it doesn't relate back to the oseh. Well, now that's a common denominator with Q-matanah. Once I found that common denominator, if that's the yisod, then what can I do? I can transfer it over here and say there's no kimatnai. Just like there was something lacking in her mice aveira, there's something lacking in the kimatnai. If there's no kimatnai, then the get is invalid because it was never fulfilled. Even though we thought it was fulfilled. But it wasn't fulfilled.
Wait, where did Rashi say that? They're both Rashi?
All of this has to be Shana Rashi, says the whole thing. None of this, Rabbi Yisai, relates to the Ran. The Ran said that the whole. This is all within the world of Rashi.
Which Rashi is really
both in Subits. Rashi is not happening. Okay? So take a look tonight at the first Shtiklach in Aleph, Beis, and Hey.
That is not.
In the